Very briefly, because it's already morning Seder officially, let's discuss Perek Kuf Lamed Aleph, just because it's famous. Shir Hama'alos Mima Makim Krasich Hashem. What's interesting about the Perek in general is that it seems to be an overlap between two very different, seemingly very different experiences. One is a person's looking for tshuva. Im Avonos Tishmarya Hashem Mi'amod Kiim Chasicha Laman Tivarei. Person's begging Hashem, if you count my sins, if you preserve my sins, I'm dead. I have no chance. Please forgive me. The word imcha is fascinating because we know there's only one address for tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if you live in an earlier world, which is less monotheistic, you may think that you sin to God and then some other agent provides tshuva. So David HaMelech is creating a new idea, which we take for granted. There is no address or source to ask for tshuva other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You could think there's a good God and a bad God. You could think there's a punishing God, a punitive God, and a compassionate God. So David HaMelech is looking at a Kadosh Baruch Hu who has threatened him because of his sin and saying, you're the only address of tshuva. So if you look at those two or three micro psukim, those three micro psukim are just about tshuva. But then if you look at the entire context of the parak, it feels as if David is not just praying for personal tshuva, but he's praying for geula. Mi ma'amakim, I'm at a depth. It could be a psychological, emotional depth, but it sounds to be a national depth. In the middle of this, in the middle of the parak, all of a sudden, nafshi lashem, mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. My soul is waiting for Hashem the same way that the sentinels and the guards wait for the morning. And there's a repetition. Nafshi lashem, mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. And the pasuk before, Yachel Yisrael Hashem, Kiyim Hashem Efter, Kiyim Hashem Echesed, Rabbe Mefudus. So whenever you talk about waiting, you're waiting for tshuva, but you're really waiting for geula. Yachel Yisrael Hashem, Rabbe Mefudus. And how does the parak end? Behu Yifteas Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav. So what lends the energy to this parak is the cross-pollination between tshuva and geula. It's a parak about tshuva, it's a parak about geula. It's a parak about, I need tshuva because I have to, my tshuva can't just be limited to your own goals and your own agendas, but your tshuva will advance the broader state of the Jewish people, especially if you're David HaMelech. So the stakes of your tshuva are going to have national consequence. Your tshuva will improve the nation. Your failed tshuva will stall the nation. But even individuals, every single person's tshuva, gedola tshuva shemekarevis esagula. So tshuva contributes to geula, but it's not just functionally that A contributes to B, but there's thematic overlap that tshuva is not just improvement. When a person's a baal chet, he's trapped somewhere. You're trapped. You're trapped in an addiction. You're trapped in a habit. You're trapped in a personality trait. You're trapped somewhere. And you want to be released from that. You want to be liberated. You want to be redeemed from it. So tshuva can't just be, I want to improve. When you're asking Hashem, V'hu yifteh es Yisrael, v'harbei mofidus, Hashem, free me. Liberate me from the tyranny of chait. What is chait? Try to think about, what has chait, how has it imposed its will on you? At what point do you abdicate free will and you're a hostage to sin? You're a hostage to desires, inclinations, behavioral traits, habits, and you're looking for freedom. At the core, tshuva is freedom. Tshuva is a liberation. And that's why the overlay of this parak is geula, but the underbelly of the parak is tshuva. Hashem, just like with geula, there's a liberation of a people from a foreign land, from hostage-taking, in the literal sense of liftos, pidyon. I want to be redeemed the same way that I'm davening for geula historically and for my people. I'm also davening for geula that's expressed through personal tshuva. And I need to be freer than I am right now. I can't be. I'm waiting at the gates. Nafshi l'Hashem, Yishem l'Aboker. The same anticipatory excitement I would have for imminent freedom, I'm trying to have for imminent personal freedom. That I'm no longer addicted. I'm no longer less. I'm no longer driven by forces that I can't control. So this is a parak that, if you look at it, it has two components to it. The simple level is tshuva produces geula. So Dev is saying, I need tshuva so that there could be v'huyif to ask Yisrael makal avon asaf. But a deeper reading is that David's saying, just like there are certain emotions that I'll feel in geula, I am looking for those same emotions, even in my own personal geula, or tshuva, even if it does Olam Tikkun. Okay? So thus you should know what we're saying it every day. It starts with a very generalized tshuva piece, but the middle starts to shift towards gula. Navshi Lashem Yishamim Lavoka, Yishamim Lavoka, that's really the shift in the pasuk. What does that have to do with tshuva? Okay, it's loosely related. I get up at night and I say slichos and I wait for Hashem. But this is describing guards who stand at the tower and look for something. They generally are looking for the morning, and the morning is a metaphor for gula. Okay? Have a easy fast every day. If you're exhausted, don't let it get to you. Everyone's very tired, very cold, very sick. Okay? My share, we're going to have Mikaros. Maybe if you see if everyone's strong enough, we'll have Shir Chazara at the end of Seder, and Shir will be tomorrow. Makaros for tomorrow's Shir, and then tomorrow Makaros for Friday's Shir. Including the unveiling of a new phrase. Just till Yom Kippur. Okay? Good morning, everyone. Good morning.